Today, state and federal environment ministers agreed to establish a timeline to ban the export of recyclable material overseas. Ministers at the meeting agreed any plan should reduce waste and boost the capability of recyclers to convert waste. Prime Minister Scott Morrison said there will be no export of plastic, paper or glass to countries where it runs the risk of ending up in the environment. Comes after the recent collapse of recycling company SKM, which has forced several Victorian councils to send large volumes of recycling to landfills. Lecturer in Hazardous Materials Management at Deakin University, Dr. Trevor Thornton, says while supporting the recycling industry is important, we should be aiming to reduce the amount of waste we produce in the first place.
I think reduction is a much better option than recycling. And we're focused on recycling and what to do with the materials that we generate, but we haven't really put a lot of effort into trying to reduce it in the first instance. So what we've got to do is say, okay, what do we need and what do we not need? You know, the overpackaging of materials. We've got to sort of say, hey, we don't need these sorts of things. And if we're not producing them, then we don't even need to sort of worry about a recycling system.
Another part of what has come out today from COAG is about increasing the capability of waste management and recycling organisations to do all the sorts of things that we're talking about. What needs to be done to boost their capability so that they can carry out the plan that's been announced today?
So what we've got to do is have a look at, say, the infrastructure we have is pretty, it needs improvement, but the problem is it's basically a little bit of private industry which is running it. And so what's the role of government investing in private industry? But we're dealing with waste, which is something that the community all needs to focus on. So I think we need to improve the capacity to sort better, but we've also got to make sure that we have education of the community and businesses about cleaning up and not putting the contaminants into the recycling bins. So we've got to look at education, we've got to look at avoidance, we've got to look at a whole range of different things. And we've also got to get the market, we've got to get Australian businesses buying the recyclables. Otherwise, we'll just end up sending it to landfill, and which is one of the reasons why we ended up sending it overseas in the first instance.
Very interesting. So a couple of things there. In terms of education for the community, is there are ways to make this easier? Because a lot of places we just throw everything in one bin and then there's the soft plastics recycling which goes to another place. Is there a way to make this easier to understand or to make the process easier?
Yeah. Education of the community is not being done very well at all. And as you point out with plastic bags, if I go to the supermarket, there's a bin for putting your sort of plastic bags in for recycling. So I sort of think that's okay when I put it into my bin at home. But you're not allowed to. You can't put it in your bin at home. And we've got to look at how we educate. As I've said before, you know, looking at the really successful communication messages about behaviour change, you know, the slip, stop, slap, life be in it and so forth, lots of messages over a long period of time addressing different demographics. Whereas with waste and recycling, it's sort of one-off. You get it in your rates notice or in the local paper once a year and that's about it. But we've also got to let people know where they can get information from as well. I have a lot of people saying, I don't know what to do with this, but I also don't know where to go and find out.
And the other thing that you mentioned before was the market itself. So what can we do to get the market running again? It seems like there's been market failure that's gone on in some places. So how can we get it to be working, to be achieving the outcomes that we're looking for?
That's a really good question about how we do that. Part of the reasons that the Australian businesses have not been buying is because of that level of contamination. That, you know, they've got to spend time and effort in cleaning up the raw material. So it's easy to buy clean, virgin material and use that. But there's a lot of companies starting to do things now. And what we've got to do is advertise them, promote them, get all the good news stories out there, as well as those who are choosing not to. So if I could use recyclable plastics in my production process, but I choose not to, and there's not a good technical reason, then perhaps some sort of penalty or levy has to apply to me, or conversely, give incentives for those who are doing the right thing. So we've got to look again at how we do that and encourage. But if we let all the consumers know who are doing the right thing, who are using recyclables in their raw materials, that will encourage them to go and buy that product, which then, of course, will put pressure on their competitors.